Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm joined by director Elmar Imanov.
Hello.
And the co-writer of the film that we're going to be talking about, End of Season, Anar Imanov.
Hi.
So, the first question is just for the benefit of our listeners, would you like to introduce the film and maybe tell us a little bit about the story? And Anar will take this question.
It's a family drama. It's a day of the life of one little family in Baku, which are, they live not in the center, and they are not the part of the central society of Azerbaijan, of Baku, but they are living somewhere on the border of big city, in one of these big buildings, in one of this district where all windows are looking the same. And we decided to try to look into behind these closed windows and try to find and describe one of stories of these windows. So it's like the movie about one of many people maybe which are living more or less in the same situations, more or less in the same circumstances.
Why did you want to look behind those windows? As filmmakers, why do you want to do that?
I can tell a bit the story, how the film was created, actually, because it was a very depressive time where we didn't get one funding for my feature film that I planned since 2 years, and we had to wait half a year more, and me and Anar and my producer Eva Blondiot, we decided to, yeah, okay, we have to shoot something because we will get
we will get crazy,
yeah. And we remembered the backstory of a short film that I made before, Torn, and it was a story that in the film the main character, who is also playing the father in End of Season, tells to a woman that his wife died on the beach, and he always had the fear that she will die, but he never knew why he has this fear. And we started from this point to something that we can hold on, and we started to create. We knew that these three actors we want to work with. And we started to create the family that is more could be interesting for us, a more modern family, but living in this not very modern society. So that was the one window that we could say also. That these people also exist, but nobody's talking about them because they are behind the ethno cliché of this country. And even the people from Azerbaijan who watch the film, they say, like, they could say, like, no, this is not an Azerbaijan family.
But can you explain that a little bit more? What is the difference between a modern and a traditionally Azerbaijan family?
I would start with a little bit another thing, and would try to continue what Elmar said. This is also our immigrant perspective. We are immigrants. We are living since 20 years in Germany, so we need somehow also imagination to go through, to go behind these windows, you know. And this this border between us and Azerbaijan, it should be filled with our imagination. So this is how we see from our perspective, from European perspective, a little bit like older immigrants or something like that, the modern society in Baku, because the society in Baku changes a lot. In last 25, 30 years after the Soviet Union was broken, they had a war with neighbor country. Then they started to sell the oil and got a lot of money, and some people said that this is a new Norway on Caspian Sea, and this is too much a little bit for the city and for the people. The city changes, it's a big metamorphosis which happens now with the city, and in the same time, of course, if you have a look, if you watch to the city, what happens there, how unnatural it looks sometimes. So this happens also with little microcosmos of the society, with the family. They are between tradition and modernity, and they sometimes are not so sure where, how they should behave in this situation, and this is drama about this kind of conflict too.
Yeah, but Anna, we talked briefly before this interview. You said that the audience in Rotterdam had what experience in this after the screening? That they thought that the film was powerful, or
no? I think they maybe suffered a little bit because they are a little bit long. Episodes where you have to go, not only, it's not automatically watching the movie. So maybe Elmar can tell about that more, professional like me, but I was just really impressed how concentrated they were, the audience, and they started really to think about the conflict, and the questions were also very interesting and deep, and we didn't have the clearly answer, because we just created the space of questions, you know, but not the answers.
And you do that, Emma, by expanding on some moments, by letting the camera examine moments where perhaps other filmmakers would cut away.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was the concept of doing this movie was also to experiment a lot. We experimented with the light, and we I asked two DOPs to be equal on the set, that created an experiment in any, like, it was a cinematic experiment, but it was also a social experiment somewhere, because they had to get along with each other. And also, yeah, the dramaturgy is a bit, if you watch the film, it is a bit shifted, so you can, the disappearing of the wife is happening after 45 minutes of the film, like in the middle, so you're not expecting it anymore, because you have to concentrate on more subtle things that are happening in the movie, and then this subtle your concentration's getting exploded by this event, and you have to rethink what you're watching now, actually. And
it's so interesting that you would say that, the subtle things, because I don't know whether you would agree with this, but I watched this film, and there were moments where I laughed. Was I wrong to laugh, or was that sense of humor there for one reason?
I hope that it's good that you laughed. It's a good it's a compliment for me.
Okay, well, and you know, I actually think that the reason why the couple fights is because they don't understand each other's sense of humor. Am I wrong in this, or is it just they seem to fight a lot because they don't understand each other's sense of humor?
Yeah, sometimes there are some moments of that also, that is, for example, also like the husband, it's in some obvious moments doing some jokes that are like, it's not good timing, you know. Yeah. Maybe they understand each other, but the timing is wrong, and yeah, then we understand why the timing was wrong.
Yeah, inappropriate, but still, you know, I think that, you know, I hope I will never end up in a relationship with someone who doesn't understand my sense of humor. Nevertheless, I wanted to ask you one more thing about the film, because we're running out of time. And I wanted to ask you about tell me more about these actors, because these three actors really have to have this tension and this dynamic. So how you work with them?
I know them from, I mean, the son I know since he's 8.
He was great, I have to say. Highlight him, fantastic.
He's here also in Rotterdam, all three of them. And I also worked with the other two. We made two films before. So it was a spontaneous work. So it was also important for me to work with someone I can trust, and they can trust me. And that's why the working was very easy, but at the same time very difficult, because between the last work 5 years passed, so everybody changed, and I had to understand how they changed. And one of the three didn't change a lot, and that was also a problem, you know, that because I changed, and I also changed my way of communication and my way of thinking. And that was also a really interesting process, how we can get along with each other, with all three different characters. But at the end we somehow managed it with a lot of easy talks and also some emotional explosions. Yeah.
You said you changed. Do you think you changed for the better or for the worse?
I don't know. There is maybe some life critic or something who can watch my life and say, like, oh, this was a better turning point. This is turning point to a better life. Oh, no, he's getting worse.
I'm sure in the age of the internet, there actually is such a job.
Yeah. In China, maybe. Yeah.
or
in NSA. Yeah.
You know what? I'm sure there is such a job, and I'm actually sure that I know someone who does that job, but doesn't want to tell me. Anyways.
It's me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, guys, well, thank you very much for talking with me about your work. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.